Hi everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the rise of the micro brands. All right, we're broadcasting to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you're watching the replay, just skip ahead. If you're on my profile page, you can always go over to Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy, my official page for this podcast, and you could look at highlights, videos, other content. So just check it out after the podcast. Let me see here. Kelsey, where are you?
I'm here. Welcome, hey, everyone. How are you? Welcome to the show. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm trying not to cough. I had too many cigars on the weekend. Oh. My bad.
All right. So everyone,
have to take it from here.
All right. Sounds good. So if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast. Just search up Lunch with Norm and you'll be able to find it on Apple and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're looking for the full clips of the show, if you like watching it on video instead, you can go to our YouTube channel and you can also go to lunchwithnorm.com and you'll find everything about our past guests, links, and all the different social medias there. And yeah, do you want to briefly talk about our second podcast? I know this guy.
Oh, yes. So for everybody watching, they might know that I, talk about Amazon. We try to do this podcast about online sellers, but I do have another podcast, which is really cool. At least, I'm a little bit biased, but it's called I Know This Guy. And it's about really cool, interesting people that are most of the time outside the e-com world. And it's just interesting people that other interesting people know. So check it out. It's called I Know This Guy. It's been around for about 4 or 5 months. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
All right.
And I think that's it for the topics today. Here we go. It's going to be another one of these podcasts.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday, and I'm still just waking up. How are you doing? Okay, so, all right, and I'm talking to my gnome, by the way. All right, so today, let's see. Who do we have on today? I think I know. He's a very good friend of mine. He's the co-founder of Seller Chatbot and an Amazon expert, Paul Harvey. So he's going to be joining us in a few seconds. But just before we get started, if you have any questions, just throw them over to the comment section and we'll get to them either right away or right after the show. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the show. Welcome, sir.
Yo, Norm. Good at you. How you doing?
Good. All the way in South Africa.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I was going to say you're a trooper because I thought, oh, you're probably staying up. Like I had Jamie Peros on the other day and he was like 2 a.m. I'm thinking, oh, man, you're going to be ticked at me. But it's dinner time over there.
Yeah, pretty much. You literally am spending more time with you right now than the family. And for what it's worth as well, if you said to me at 2 a.m., I'd be like, Norm, I don't like you enough to wake up at 2 a.m. for you.
Yeah, I thought that's what Jamie was going to say. He was a trooper. So, Paul, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so pretty much, I guess if we go back, the way I started selling on Amazon is I used to be a high school maths teacher, and I kind of knew that teaching wouldn't be for me. And I started off with my first Amazon course. Like I stumbled across it was the original ASM 1. And if anyone says they're part of ASM, you know they've been around for a while because that was the original like granddaddy, like the original course on how to sell on Amazon. So I started there and I loved it to bits. It led to me able to quit my teaching job. And yeah. And since then, I've worked with a whole bunch of Amazon sellers from small people to big people, pretty much who's who. And it's been really cool because to see everyone's business. And the great thing is that every Amazon business is really unique to itself. And I don't really see two Amazon businesses that are identical. So it's been a really good experience and thoroughly love it.
Yeah, before we go on, Paul, I forgot to mention this, and it's very important. We reached out last Friday for a podcast we did about suicide prevention and just mental health. And I have to give a huge shout out to everyone who shared that podcast. We couldn't believe the amount of views we had. It was incredible. So this couldn't have happened without the Amazon and the online community helping us out, sharing that information. It was so important. And if we can make a difference in one person's life, it was all worth it. Even if we don't, just to get the word out and get people talking about mental health, that's a huge thing. And remember, check it out. The guest that was on, Brian Hansel, he's got those convo plates. And I think it was a great idea. The link's in the podcast that we did. But, you know, I don't want to take anything away from you, Paul, on your time. But it was just a huge coming together with the podcast community, the podcast hosts that I know, the Amazon people, the e-com people that I know. And they just all came together. So thank you so much, guys. Okay, sir. So let's talk chatbots.
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, and for what's worth, Norm, that podcast you had, that session, far supersedes anything I have to say. So rather watch that over opposed to listen to this.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, Brian was excellent. Okay, now back to chatbots, sir. First of all, for those new sellers, what is a chatbot?
So pretty much, if we think about it this way, it's kind of like email mixed with SMS, because everyone has email. We know email works, but like email is so being so used that no one really cares too much about it. I mean, you can get someone's email list and they can never really open an email. So with chatbots, it's kind of like email because you can send text messages. But then the best thing about Messenger is that when someone gets a message, the first thing they get is that notification on their phone. So kind of like SMS, but now we can do some really cool things. We can talk to them and they can interact with a chatbot through Facebook Messenger. And we can actually create flows, create chatbot conversations, all automated. They can do your customer service, your launches, and walk your customers through the ideal buying process.
Now, there used to be crazy numbers about open rates. Mm. Do you know what the stats are now?
It has dropped, but one thing Facebook has been very good at is kind of keeping the integrity of Messenger. So they've made a bunch of implications in place, and they're still actually trying to work out all the bad players. But as it's progressing, we used to be about a 90% open rate. Right now, just an estimation based on my figures, I'm seeing about a 70% open rate. So still very, very good.
Okay, so compared to email stats, yeah. Do you know what they are? Roughly?
On my best list, and this is a reflection of me, is about a 25% open rate.
That's pretty good.
I'm proud of that, but I mean, like, I do that, and then I to give an example, I have an email list of maybe 2,000, where I have a chatbot list of 20,000. So a 70% open rate on that's far more effective.
Yeah, so there's a huge difference between the two. And, you know, I find it myself that, you know, when I'm receiving messages, I'm taking a look at it, I'm curious, unless they look too spammy. So, I mean, that's the key. If it looks spammy, nobody's going to open it. All right. So, you know, with Facebook chatbots, what ways are you working with them in your Amazon, with your Amazon products?
Well, pretty much what I use with the chatbots is that I want customers, when they purchase, I'm going to make them purchase. I want them to purchase in the most ideal way, so that way they hit on all the ranking factors. So if you're doing rebates or discounts, you want to make sure you get the most bank, the most money out of your rebates, the most, should I say, the most effect out of your rebates or your discounts. So when we walk them through the buying process, we make them come across in Amazon's eyes as organic customers. So Amazon now thinks that your product is going viral, or at least trending, because it's getting a whole bunch of traffic and appears to be organic traffic, as opposed to promotion sales where they use, where we go straight to the listing and stuff. And you just don't, your buying traffic doesn't come across as real organic, authentic traffic.
Now, what's the difference between the rebate and what you're doing?
So pretty much, like, if we break it down, a rebate basically is that Someone buys the product and they buy it on Amazon, and then you give them the money back to them via PayPal or gift card or whatever, because you want that purchase to appear on Amazon at the full price or as close to full price as possible. You do that, and then that's great. So the easiest way is to send them directly to the listing, and that's great because now they have the link to the listing, their purchase done. But if they do that, there's no keyword ranking there, because how did the customer find the product? Through your link. Whereas what we tell them is, great, go to Amazon, type in this keyword, go through the results, find my product, open it, purchase, come back to me. I'll give you the rebate by PayPal, gift card, whichever. The difference between those two is the second one, where they do the search, find, buy results, that comes across as a lot more organic than Amazon's eyes, where you send traffic straight to the list.
I saw you talking on another podcast, and you were talking about footprints and why there's a higher chance of a rebate having a footprint than search, find, buy. Can you get into that a little bit?
So if we break it down, right, Messenger as a whole, as a strategy for Amazon sellers, chatbots, has been happening now for about 2 years. And there are some bad players that just use it and abuse it. So Amazon's already watching. And they can see, okay, the traffic, where's the traffic coming from? First of all, is it coming from Messenger? That's the first flag. And I could be wrong about this, but I have seen reports in the past that with ManyChat, Amazon can see ManyChat traffic, because when traffic goes from Messenger to Amazon through a Messenger flow from ManyChat, there is a token there saying this is from ManyChat. So there are those factors they're saying to Amazon that these extra sales aren't really organic, because it's people doing it and forcing the rebates. So what we do then is we run through and comply with all that stuff to make sure the sales come across as organic as possible. Whereas if you send traffic straight to listing, doesn't really come across as organic, and Amazon doesn't give that as much love as opposed to normal organic traffic.
You know, I was just thinking, if you're going to be doing a search, find, buy, does it make more sense? I know you'll lose a bunch of people, but if you drive them over to a landing page and then the landing page takes them over to the listing.
So actually, that's a great question. So two factors there, right, is that now currently when you're running Messenger ads, they're getting expensive. When I first started doing Messenger, I was getting new subscribers at a cost of 20 cents per subscriber. Now that's those same similar type campaigns, the same similar type products, ads, everything, are now average about $1 to $2 per message. So the ads are getting a lot more expensive. So now that the ads are expensive, it's better to actually qualify the traffic, because if someone pays $2, maybe they're just someone that's left to click on everything. So they're not your ideal customer. They're not going to buy, but they just cost you $2. So what you could do, send them to a landing page which tells them what's going to happen, how the rebate works, what the product is, so on and so forth. And then if they click through from that, then you know they're a qualified buyer, because they show an interest, as opposed to someone who's going a blank through everything. So opposed to that, the options are going to a landing page first to qualify the buyer. Or the second option is go straight to Messenger. The difference there is that what type of product do you have and how good is your targeting? Because if your targeting is really good, you don't need the landing page. But sometimes we just don't know, so we have a landing page there to make things easier.
So with certain rebates and certain percentages of rebates, like full purchase buys, okay, 100% off, there was an issue that I've experienced. I don't know if you've heard about this, but when I've been buying rebates in the past, and it started happening about 6 months ago or so, all of a sudden, I ended up with hijackers on my listing. So here's what happened. I'd go out, I'd do 100% rebate. The rebate would be eaten up. So let's say it's 100 units. And then I'd find a hijacker come onto the listing with 50 units or 75 units. Well, I checked it out, and there's courses on YouTube on how to screw around with rebates. And that's by opening up a ton of email or Gmail accounts and just basically being very unethical, buying them and then, you know, putting them on your listing. Can anything like that happen with the process that you're doing?
No. And So I can't speak for the other platforms, but for Slido chatbot, because what we've done now, we've done, I lose the track now, but a couple of thousand, easy few thousand rebates over the last few months. And the great thing about that is every time we do a rebate, we analyze the traffic, we analyze the person, we analyze every possible thing as manual as possible, because we've now molded our platform to make sure that when we do rebates, we can trust them and we know they're not going to do it. For example, what we do is we offer, normally, is that if you use ManyChat other platforms, when someone verifies the order ID, so when someone orders and they send back to the chatbot the order ID, you then check the order ID to make sure the order is valid. And normally what you do there is that you actually ping the Amazon API. So Amazon can see now that you're checking the order ID. And then Amazon sees that same order ID getting a 5-star review afterwards. Things like that is a footprint. So what do? We don't want Amazon to see that we're checking the Amazon API. So we have our sister tool that actually integrates into your seller account and checks everything for you and downloads the report. And this is a tool that's been around for 20 years. It's a really good tool. And the great thing about that is we then integrate into that. So we can then check if the order ID is valid. We can check their email address, their PayPal address, their Facebook profile. We can check all the elements to make sure they look legit. And we love its manual process, but the better we get, the better the software has understanding who's good and who's bad.
I wanted to talk about buyer quality score for a second too, because there might be people who don't know about buyer quality score. So here's an issue that's been around for a while, and not every buyer is equal. Just keep that in mind. So usually you get what you pay for. So you can go out to a rebate club, might be free. You can go over to a discount club, get people to buy your product. Here's the deal. When people are part of that discount club usually, and let's say it's for free, they probably belong to other discounts or they're buying other products on Amazon for free, okay? And Amazon can pick up on this. They can pick up in some groups or, let's say it's a 2,500 people, let's say it's whatever. But if you're buying the same thing, so you're buying Norm the Gnome, you're buying, a pet collar, you're buying this coffee mug. The problem is everybody's doing the same thing. So the same group is buying the same product at the same time. It can leave a footprint. You get a quality score, and it's a lower quality score. So what does that mean? First of all, it means that a lot of the reviews that'll be left, if they leave a review, will probably be removed. We've seen this time and time again, that they're just gone. They'll be up there for a week or two, gone. The other thing that we've noticed, and I don't have any concrete, I can only tell you our experience, is that the amount of rebates, if we go through a free rebate network, we have to give out probably 3, 4, 5 to 1 to get anywhere near the ranking of a higher buyer quality score. So in a long way around, okay, long-winded, Paul, I guess when people are using more of that search, find, buy, and you're looking for new people in the, like that are not part of a group, you have a higher buyer quality score. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. So pretty much, so one thing that kind of people need to be aware of is that when someone runs like a Facebook Messenger ad with a chatbot flow, everything, the first thing they do is say, wow, I created a really cool chatbot flow. My Facebook ad, I was paying 10 cents a message or 5 cents a message. And yeah, that's cheap. But if you're paying that low for a subscriber, what is their quality? Because these are people that have already been trained to see the type of rebate ads on Messenger. So as soon as they see it, they will click on it. So already you know the people going through your chatbot flow, because you paid so little, they're not worth much. And secondly, most people in the chatbot flow will often mention the word rebate and mention the word PayPal or gift card, anything like that, they mention it before the chatbot does. If they do, then you know they've been groomed for rebates. Their prior quality is very, very poor. So what we do is that we go through as manual processes as possible. We go through it, when someone buys from us, okay, great. Does their profile look legit? Where do they live? And then we actually send them a friend request and everything to make sure they are legit. And then after that, once they've taken 3 rebates from us, we kick them to the curb because we make sure the buyer quality stays as high as possible. Anything more than 3 rebates, yeah, they're not really going to be that great and high quality.
Right. Okay, and it looks like we have a question here too.
Yes, that is right. It's from Kapil, I think. How do you suggest weaning out deal seekers, professional rebate takers from your flows?
So the first thing, make life as hard as it is for them. And the harder you make life for them, the harder, the more hurdles you put in process, the less will go through. But the more hurdles you put in process, the more you affect the people that are good buyers. So it's a catch-22. So what I recommend is, I don't want people scamming me. I prefer that as opposed to, I'd rather pay more and not get scammed than pay little and get scammed. So what I do there is that I make sure I go through everything and I ask the customer, I say to them, you know what, if you want this product for 100% off, go look at the reviews. There's a review from Bob. Now, Bob bought a blanket. What color was his blanket? So now the rebate customer has to actually follow through, search find bar. They type in the keyword in the Amazon homepage, type in the results, go through the results, find your product, purchase, or open it, and then go through all the reviews, find Bob's review, go back to the chatbot, answer the chatbot, and then the chatbot says, great, you win, here's a rebate. They then go back to Amazon, and then they scroll up, and they click add to cart. Now, they've spent at least a good minute or two on the page, because most rebate customers, they spend what, maybe like 30, 40 seconds, not even that, 3-4 seconds on the page because they're just going for the rebate and they are not repeat customers. Repeat customers are likely to spend 3-4 seconds because they know what they want and they're not repeat customers. So all these are aspects we need to be aware of. And again, the harder you make life for them, the less hurdles they will jump through ignore them pretty much. And also, the less of a discount you offer. So for example, 100% off, you get a lot more freebie seekers. But if you do 8% off, you get far, far less.
Right. And, you know, just talking about what I was saying about the full purchase buys, if you're giving on those networks 100% off and those people are trained on Gmail to grab them all up with fake accounts, just put 5 or 10% off and they don't want to spend any money. So they're not going to come and take up your product. So anyways, just a couple of shout outs here to Nathan from San Diego. Thanks for joining today, sir. And we've got Kapil with the last question, Alfred from Florida, and Adnan from Islamabad. So, hey, I recognize Adnan. Okay, let's get back to this. When you go to reviews, okay, Amazon, this is what I've been told, the time a review appears from somebody buying a rebate or somebody going through search, find, buy, it's very important that they just don't do it right away. Is there a way that if somebody, do you notify them? Do you let them know, hold off on any reviews? Like, I know your service, you don't want to go out there and just blast reviews. It's not a review service. That's not what you're trying to achieve. But people, you know, hey, they got a product. It's a good product. They're going to leave a review. Do you tell them to hold off?
What we do is this, is basically is that as a minimum, you will always have the order ID. So if you have the order ID and if you're using our service, Rankster, or using your own page, I always recommend don't use your brand Facebook page to run rebates because the rebate customer is not the ideal customer. Most rebate customers are looking to get free stuff and they are likely never to buy your product at anywhere near full price. So what you need to do is make sure the customers are as good as possible. And sorry, Norm, I actually lost track of my thought there. What was the question? Sorry, man.
It was about the timing for reviews.
There we go. Sorry. Perfect.
Yeah.
So then with the timing of the reviews, what we do is that because you have the order ID, the first thing you can do is this. Whether you're using our service or use your own deals page, I recommend the deals page because you can use a deals page to build up a customer list of people you always need to use for relaunches. Take that deals page and you're off. Then for the reviews, because you have the order ID, first thing you need to do is this. Go into the Amazon order ID, so the Amazon order ID, you type it into Amazon, check the order ID, then you click on request the review button. Now, the reason this works well is because make sure in the chatbot, you say to them, you're a third-party deals website because you are the brand, whatever, you're the brand, like, brand, you're a brand page where just we get third-party deals. You tell them, great, now we're going to do that. So the thing is now is that you go back to them and say, great, here's the product, What I mean to say is this. You tell them in the flow that you are a third-party deals website and you have partnerships with Amazon sellers. So the only catch is that Amazon seller may reach out to you in the future to ask for a review. So then when you click on the request a review button, they get an email from Amazon. And they think it's the seller. Where it's actually Amazon. So now you're getting Amazon to do your dirty work. Amazon will now get reviews from your rebates, which is against the rules. But Amazon's doing it for you. And if that doesn't bring in reviews, then because you have their details through your chatbot flow, you can send them a friend request. I have some sellers that their VA sends friend requests to all the rebates to start up a conversation. And then those people actually become their best brand ambassadors. So yeah, so asking for reviews, just make sure you're careful. Don't just mass request everything. Do a few a day. My clients, we do about 30 to 40 requests a day and leave it at that. Sorry, Norman, that was a really long answer and I lost track of thoughts a few times there.
No problem. Yeah, for reviews anyways, for me, if I'm between 4% and 7% overall, I'm happy. I've heard you know, you can go up to 10. I've had a product suspended all because some celebrity had endorsed it and it just went crazy. People bought all the product. They left lots of reviews. There was a lot. It was over 15%. And Amazon suspended the account for almost 6 months. So, and then when we got it back, we weren't allowed to have any reviews for another 3. Not our fault. So just keep that in mind. You don't want to get review manipulation. So that's a key. And also, you don't want to have that sort of footprint if you get people to get a review right away. There's lots of little touch points that we don't think about. The algorithm's smart. We're not going to outsmart it. All we can do is learn as we hear about it. Let's go back to the search find buy. Can you just kind of walk us through it again. So we're new. We've heard about the rebate side. We've got search find buy now. So we want to work with a workflow. Just kind of go through the workflow. And the first thing, is it difficult? Second question is just go through the workflow.
So pretty much in terms of difficulty, yes and no. There's ManyChat, there are other platforms out there. There's Chatfuel, Chatmatic. They're really good platforms. They're great. I'm kind of biased because it's my platform, but I would test the chatbot because we have chatbot flows made for Amazon sellers because we are Amazon sellers. So the stuff we do works incredibly well. In fact, the one flow we have there, we've spent over $25,000 on Facebook ads on this one flow, testing and tweaking ads over the past few months. So I'd recommend ours. Now, in terms of that, all you really need to do is this. Know which keywords you want to rank for. Because all you can do is take the flow that's already set up, and if you're using ManyChat, great. Get one of those type of flows and use that. The main thing is decide what keyword you want to use. That's the main part. Once you decide that, you just simply add those keywords to the flow and then you plug and play. All you have to do really is change the text to suit to be appropriate for your brand and you're good to go.
So you're talking about on your platform, that workflow, search, find, buy, you just have to plug and play.
Well, exactly that. And with other platforms like ManyChat, you absolutely can there, but it's a longer learning curve there and haven't used the platforms for a while, so I could be wrong.
Okay, but people can set them up themselves. It's not a big deal.
Absolutely.
And so if you're not doing it, by the way, you got to check it out, because the most people that are not using Search Find Buy workflows know about them, but they're worried about just setting them up. And it's very easy to do, whether you're using Seller Chatbot or any of the other workflows out there. So check it out. It's and you'll be able to measure the result. It'll be well worth it. Okay, so what are some of the other functions that people can look at for chatbots that can help grow their Amazon business?
So pretty much everyone uses chatbots for two things, reviews and ranking, which is great. That's the main two things. Well, one of the main two things for Amazon selling, reviews and ranking. But chatbots can do a lot more things. Now, bear in mind is that Facebook owns Instagram, WhatsApp, and obviously Messenger. Now, Facebook wants to make Messenger into the WeChat of the West, because WeChat can do everything, pay your bills, order a cab, you can pretty much do everything. And that's what Facebook wants for Messenger. It's going to take all that stuff and combine it. So now, once Facebook does that, you'll be able to reach out to a whole new clientele on WhatsApp, on Instagram, and then you'll be able to, in the future, come soon, you can actually take Shopify and you can integrate that into your flows and other websites. Right now you can, but still a bit clunky. But in the future, it'll be far, far easier. The best thing is Facebook has already started incorporating Facebook shops, because Facebook wants to get in on the e-commerce space. So soon, very soon, you'll be able to offer payments in Messenger. You can right now, still clunky though. But you offer payments in Messenger that will fulfill your Amazon stock. So you get an order on Messenger, and then Amazon will fulfill it for you automatically. Because all these things like ShipStation, they will soon start offering their API, and it will be a whole nice ecosystem where Facebook Messenger will be the biggest strategy to grow your customer audience.
Are there any red flags to setting up Search Find Buy or workflow? Any of the workflows that would be common for Amazon?
The only issue you could possibly have is that, bear in mind, is that you're still at the beck and call of Facebook. So if you're trying to advertise stuff that could be against the rules, then no. Then I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, I've had accounts banned in the past. I was advertising stuff, and I know it was stupid. It really was. So it was gun oil. It wasn't guns. It was gun oil. And yeah, immediately Facebook flagged me and killed the whole account. So as long as you're advertising good products, you're good.
Perfect. And a couple more shout outs to Andre, Stephen Pope. Hey, Stephen. And Alan, thanks for joining. Okay. So with any of these workflows, we were just touching on red flags. And there's certain things on Facebook, especially for ads, that I stay away from, because, I mean, it's just dangerous. Like supplements, you know, that's one. You know, that you can get your actual Facebook page banned very easily if you don't follow the rules. So how do you get around that? Because I do know that, like, with your workflows, you will tackle a supplement.
Oh, yeah. And that's through a lot of trial and error. I mean, we do supplements. We even do PPE products, which is not allowed on Facebook. And the result of that was we had a few ad accounts banned. And unfortunately, there's no way to claw those back. So with Facebook, one thing I do want to address on is that everyone says, you've seen Facebook, everyone says, ooh, Search Find Buy, that's against the rules. It really is, because you're kind of playing with the algorithm against the rules. It's not. Think about this. Let's say you want to buy a pair of Reebok shoes. What do you type in on Amazon? You'll type Reebok shoes. Maybe you want the red Reebok shoes. Your top red Reebok shoes. So you type in the keyword and the brand, red shoes, and Reebok is the brand. So for example, when someone comes in and searches for your product, they're going to type your product and the brand name if you're not on page one for that keyword, which is the same thing people would do if they were organic customers. So for everyone that says Search Find Buy is against the rules, that's actually not. It's exactly what Amazon expects from its customers. And there's no way Amazon can stop that. The only thing they can stop is, where does this traffic come from? They can check, that's all they can stop at. So they can see all the traffic comes from Messenger, then they know that the Messenger traffic isn't as qualified as normally. But then all you do is you send traffic from Messenger to Google, and then from Google, they'll go straight to Amazon, and therefore the referrer is Google, and the quality will be far more impressive.
Nice. Kelsey, there's a question.
Yeah, from Joshua. So he said, you can still take PMTS in Messenger for products. Since it's a physical product and not digital, it can all be set up via API call.
Yeah, 100%. The only issue with that, to set up the whole process, takes a while. And I can't wait. And yeah, and we'll have a process coming out soon. It'll be far, far easier and simpler with space of a few clicks, as opposed to setting up everything with the API and everything. That's cool, but I don't want to waste time. And that's the main thing we have.
I had an author talk to me the other day and wanted to set up something like this. Does it work for digital products, or for if somebody's bringing out a Kindle or a paperback, something digital, does it work as well?
I mean, in theory, yes. I just don't know, and I have to be honest here, I don't know how the ranking of Kindle books is different to the ranking of physical books. That's the only factor I don't know. But we do have some clients that are currently using us now for Etsy to rank better on Etsy with keywords. And then we're doing Walmart soon to test that out. And yeah, so that's super exciting.
That's another question. You just said Etsy. Okay, we're working with this on Amazon platform. What about right across the board when you're looking for e-com, like on Shopify sites, on Walmart, on you know, other e-tailers?
Yeah, 100%. The thing is, everyone always pushes Amazon because that's where you can make most of your sales. So, for example, we're helping people right now rank on eBay, on Etsy and Walmart, so on and so forth, and that's great, but they don't spend too much time on there because far more sales can be made on Amazon. So right now, not many people are really pushing that enough, but that could all change within a few months to a year, whereas maybe Walmart might make it a far, far higher traffic than Amazon. Who knows?
Yeah, but even on, like if I take a look at some of the platforms I have my brands on, it's always good to have some nice organic sales coming through there and having a review. It's so much easier to do it that way. And what about, can you stretch this out even further, like with social media? Can you drive people over? Not so, like I'm going way down a different rabbit hole here, but to get likes and shares and views and to promote the product, can you create these workflows? I don't know if you have anything like this, but.
Absolutely. I mean, the only limitation is basically how creative can you be? So for example, what I've done, I've created a Facebook ad, and then I created a separate Facebook ad. It was a Messenger ad, and that Messenger ad was sending people to that original ad to give it more likes and appreciation. So that way, that first ad we created, now it's getting a lot more social proof. By doing that, I have one ad right now. I think it has about 400 to 500 comments simply by doing that, because that one ad now, because of the social proof, I've been using that one ad now for 3 months, because it has 400 comments. That social proof makes the ad far, far cheaper than what I would spend on a fresh brand new ad.
Now, that's exactly what I was talking about. That's fantastic. Okay, so we have quite a few people on. Does anybody have any questions? We're kind of winding down here, but Paul, anything else that you want to mention about these bots?
So pretty much, right? So it's been about 3 years now, I've been screaming to everyone, use chatbots right now. And the urgency hasn't changed. But what has changed is the expenses when you're running Facebook ads. And I kid you not, 3 years ago, it was 20 cents a click for a quality buyer. Now it's anywhere from $1 to $2. So stuff is getting more expensive, but we're still in infancy because we still haven't amalgamated WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger. And then over and above that, we still haven't amalgamated, joined up, combined, Shopify, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, all those platforms. So there's still so much room to be grown. The one factor is everyone has Messenger. Everyone has Facebook. So the best way to grow your audience is purely through that.
There's a lot of software or apps out there. I want to just talk about Seller Chatbot for a second.
Okay. Thanks, appreciate that.
I do not, and actually you asked me before this about affiliates. I do not accept, I don't use affiliates. When I give a shout out like this, it's because I like a product. I use Seller Chatbot, and I want to just talk about some of the other flows that are already built into to Seller Chatbot.
So yeah, so the one thing that's, what do Amazon sellers mainly use chatbots for? Ranking and reviews. So we have all the flows that can help you get those reviews. And one thing where we're really quite nice is that probably it's a new feature we're coming out soon, although this whole feature has actually been around for a while in Messenger, whereas we have a one-time notification. What that means is, once a chatbot speaks to you, the chatbot can't reach out to you again because Facebook does not want their users being spammed by chatbots. That's how they've kept the integrity of Facebook Messenger really, really clean. But now with one-time notifications, as soon as someone says has been through a flow, at the end of a flow, you say, hey, do you want more details like this? Do you want more deals like this in the future? Just click notify. They do that. It takes them less than a second. And now in the future, next time I have a sale, I just notify them. I can notify them because they've already said they want to be notified. And right now when I do that, I'm seeing about 80-90% open rates and no complaints because as people want to, they've asked for new reviews. So for new rebates, new deals, so on and so forth.
Okay. And you also have a bunch of other workflows that are already included, right?
Yeah. So one of them is the Evergreen Flow. I'm quite proud of that one because the Evergreen Flow is the idea is that you want to send traffic to your listing all the time, but you want to send traffic that's different all the time, but traffic that hits on all the signals. So for example, we have a chatbot flow. When they come through it, they spin a wheel, like a normal Wheel of Fortune. They spin the wheel and they can win a rebate, a discount, a buy one, get one off, anything really, or maybe they win to spin again. They can win anything really, but whatever they win, maybe they win the scavenger hunt prize. For the scavenger hunt, we tell them, Bob left us a review. What color was his baby blanket? Stuff like that. So now they have to kind of like solve the scavenger hunt to get that. And by solving the scavenger hunt, by solving any of the prizes they win, because all of it's a reward in a way, by solving all of those things, they actually fulfill their normal organic customer traffic, normal customer behavior, because they will follow through and read the reviews, look at the images, do what normal customers do. So the idea behind the Evergreen Flow is to keep your product trending and viral because you're going to send traffic to it that hits in all the ranking factors.
It's so important. We talked about that at the beginning. Is to show the natural movement on the page. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that works really great. So people that have never used the chatbot, you got to give it a shot. They're not hard to set up. Just, you know, check it out. Go to any of the guys that are out there. You can check out ManyChat. You can check out Seller Chatbot. You can check out, and there's a ton. Anyway, one of the things that you offer, I believe, one of the services you offer is also a done-for-you. Is that correct? So you have a done-for-you service now.
Yeah. So pretty much is that what we counted is that as we can try and make everything as easy as possible and try to kind of like take away all the hurdles, but there are some people that will still want stuff to be done for them. So we have three options really. You can come in and do everything yourself. You set up your own chatbot flows. Great. Or two, ask us and tell us what you want and we set up a chatbot flow for you. Or three, do absolutely nothing and let us run through ranking campaigns for you through Rankster.
So there's no excuse. So
pretty much no excuse. And also the first option is the cheapest. It's free. It's free for the first 2 weeks. And then after that, that's still pretty good. So yeah,
there's no option. I'm still paying.
Yeah.
No, I'm just you still
are, right? Yeah, I didn't cancel it. You still are. That's right. Yeah.
So make note. No, I forgot about that. Anyway, yeah, so much. Here I'm talking about affiliates and I'm paying. But no. That's just a joke between us. Okay. Anything else before we just wind down?
One thing I would say is that everyone says on Facebook, the groups, everything, brags about the whole chatbot flows, everything. If someone brags about their chatbot flows, all it means is they've spent the past few weeks, months learning that. That's a lot of time wasted. Really, they shouldn't be bragging because they should be focused on their business, not in their business.
And I just remembered one other thing about Seller Chatbot, which I like, is your reporting.
Yeah.
Thanks
for that. Yeah. So,
second to none.
Appreciate that because I'm incredibly OCD about that. And yeah, thank you for that.
That's the teacher in you, right?
Oh, so much so. Yeah. Ridiculous. Like the thing is, you're only seeing that report. That report is built off 10 different spreadsheets working simultaneously. I love it. No one else does.
Okay. So, sir, how do people get a hold of you?
Best thing to do is reach out to sellerchatbot.com, or if you want to, just reach out to me personally on Facebook, send me a friend request, send me a message. I'm always open to talk.
And I can tell you, just from past experience, that these guys have great customer service. So if you want to use them, check it out. And I can tell you from past experience, I've had problems way before I even knew Paul. Paul and Anthony, they got back to me very quickly with issues that I had with the service. But those bugs are all fixed out.
Oh, yes.
Are fixed now. Anyways, thank you, sir. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast today. It's fantastic. Just love what you're doing. And just thanks for, you know, giving us a bit of knowledge on chatbots.
Thanks for having me here. I loved it.
Hey, no problem. Okay, so I think that, unless Kelsey says something, I think that's the end of the podcast today. We'll be posting the whole episode and shorter clips on Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy. And you can always check us out on YouTube, where we're posting daily new content. Okay.
So yeah, you nailed it. Yep. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Everything is uploaded up to our YouTube page. So we have daily videos going out. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast. It's fantastic, if I might say so myself. And yeah, we also have the website, lunchwithnorm.com, where you can find all the guest bios, links, and anything you need. And
that's something I think we got to talk about, is when you go to these sites, if the guests are referring to anything, if they refer to books, if they refer, it will be there. So just kind of keep that in mind when you're listening to all of our guests.
Yeah. And like and share this video if you haven't yet.
Perfect. Last thing. We have a newsletter. I always talk about it. Yes. It doesn't suck. It's actually, Kelsey, the subscriptions build every week. It's fantastic. I guess people are liking it, but it's filled with content, and it's not just about Amazon. It's about online marketing, how to become a better online salesperson or a better business person, entrepreneur, digital marketer, social media. So every Monday, we send out a newsletter. And I think that's about it.
Yeah. All link right. For the newsletters right here. For anyone.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. So tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, except this week we have a Thursday. So it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And looking forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday. 100, 100, 100.